Rex Latchford here with Day Page. Arch criminal U.S. Attorney Eric Holder takes a break and does something useful in Ferguson, Missouri.
Now, while the grand jury proceeding in St. Louis County has concluded, I can report this evening that the Justice Department's investigation into the shooting death of Michael Brown, as well as our investigation into allegations of unconstitutional policing patterns or practices by the Ferguson Police Department, remain ongoing and remain active.
Inside the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Attorney General Eric Holder addressed the country. At times, his words were stifled by the chants of protesters. The Attorney General paused to ensure their voices could be heard.
What we saw there was a genuine expression of concern and involvement. Let me be clear. I ain't mad at you, all right?
Late Monday night, the St. Louis Rams finally addressed the controversy surrounding this public show of solidarity by five of its players. Their hands up, don't shoot message. A local police association said it implied that Michael Brown was shot while attempting to surrender. The Rams' chief operating officer called the angered officers and released a statement saying, in part, "We expressed our respect for their concerns surrounding yesterday's game. The Rams will continue to build on what have always been strong and valued relationships with local law enforcement and the greater St. Louis community as we come together to help heal our region." But the Rams spokesman followed up with CNN, making clear they did not apologize. The NFL is also not apologizing. Its spokesman says, "We respect and understand the concerns of all individuals who have expressed views on this tragic situation." Back in Missouri at the first community meeting of the Ferguson Commission, more frustration.
You understand that we understand this. We get killed out here.
For his part, President Obama promised to follow through.
And part of the reason this time will be different is because the President of the United States is deeply invested in making sure that this time is different.
Nationwide, demonstrators simply walked out on Monday.
To walk out of school.
To walk out of work.
Encouraged by the movement to flood the streets in protest.